Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hi, guys.
Hey. It's
Thursday. Friday Eve, Friday Junior.
F Day Junior. FDJ.
What happens on that day then?
What, on Thursday?
F Day Junior.
F Day Junior. Well, we all get excited for F Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to
Prep. Gotta
right. What's it called before you actually do the deed?
Is it the parking lot party?
No.
Oh,
foreplay?
Yeah, foreplay. Oh, yeah.
Well,
what is that called? It's like, been so long.
What are you talking about?
So you just go right to it now.
Yeah. Okay, I got 6 minutes. Let's do this thing.
Oh, my God.
So
what
bogus.
I do for hours at a time when I was a kid?
I know. Oh, my God. I remember being 15 and being like, I could never stop making out. This is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fun.
That's as far as it should go, kid.
Right. Just
right.
Make out. It doesn't get any better. Just make out. Anywho, happy almost Friday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The gang is all here.
I know.
Brent is back. His
exciting.
Throat is still sore.
Mm-hmm.
Hooman's here.
He was Brent. Is Brent in the studio right now?
No.
No, he's.
He
not.
Was telling me how hard it's been for him to swallow.
Yeah.
He really
oh,
hasn't been
boy.
Able to do any
yeah,
swallowing
I know that
at
feeling.
All.
It's tough.
Yeah, I hate swallowing. Earth.
Do you hate swallowing?
Yeah.
Maybe he should have taken another day.
Yeah, I don't want any of his stuff, but. I'm glad he's back.
Oh, I was going to say, we could have him broadcast from,
yeah,
we'll put him, from the other studio.
Put him in the future Hooman studio.
Hey.
Can he play sounds from there?
Yeah. We're going to set you up as far away from us. We're going to stick in with Vaughn.
Sorry, Vaughn.
Vaughn seems like he's got a good immune system.
By the way, are we still having a little trouble?
Oh,
you got
oh.
it? Okay, great.
So
we were having a little bit of trouble with setup with the looking glass, but Bond figured it out because he's awesome.
So we're happening. We're
yes.
happening
we're
on Facebook
on.
Live now, and we're
okay,
on everywhere
good.
Else.
Yeah.
That's good.
Super.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to not be on video.
No. Hello. We want to be on video at all times.
People like it.
Mostly because we're so good looking, you know. When you're
right.
as good looking as us, you're like, you know, get a camera on that
show
action.
It off.
Yeah.
You want to see Puffy?
Hey, we got that going
oh,
on.
Yeah, we got it.
Zoom
I got
in
you.
Right here under these eyes.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I go to open my phone with the facial. It doesn't recognize me in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How funny.
Just like, I'm like, oh, I hate you too.
Wow.
It's like, no.
It's all no. Can you please put on some makeup or something, lady?
It's something. Or can you open your eyes all the way or something?
Can you comb that hair?
Get some cold compresses on those puffy ass eyes. Yeah. Are you gargling with salt water? What's that? Oh, you swallowed it.
No, it's my honey.
Oh, it's your honey. Yeah,
honey
pork.
Lemon.
Vinny has asked that some kind of divider be erected between the two of you.
So you're really sick still.
Do you want me to go to Studio D and do my work? I can. I thought about that. I don't want to give you guys anything.
We don't want anything.
Yeah, I feel a lot better, but I'm not 100 yet, you yeah. know?
What would you say you are?
He's 97.3.
Oh, 97.3.
Wow, that's impressive. Wow.
Yeah, more like 79.3.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could just limit your time in here or something. I don't know. Or just don't touch anything.
Welcome back.
Just if we can put
only
you in
only be here on Sarah's segments.
Yeah,
and
only
then
be here
can
for
do without
myself.
The sound, yeah.
Yeah.
Kidding,
I don't know.
Kidding.
I do feel like, I mean, I spent all day with you on Monday.
How was that?
In pretty close quarters. And so far, I'm all right.
Mm.
So hopefully that continues.
So,
Anita and Cameron are fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
So far.
So far, I
know.
So far, so good.
Jeez. I definitely had that where I think I'm clear and then I go,
oh no.
Oh no.
Haven't you?
I don't, you know, I don't want to say it out loud. I've had a lot of sneezing, a lot of allergies in the past 6 months, it seems
mm-hmm.
like. But I have not had a full on cold in a while.
Good for you.
Well, I don't have a baby.
Who's there?
I'm just, this is me knocking
not
on, knocking on heaven's door. I just don't want to,
No, the baby thing's me. I got that. Yeah. Bryn's got that. I got that.
Yeah.
We got that covered.
Yep.
Good grief.
All the things that little babies bring home.
Although she's one in less than a week.
Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Trip out.
Incredible. She walking?
So much.
Oh, my God.
Almost fully walking. She still falls.
Yeah.
Is there
Which
gonna be
seems kind of sketchy, but she's doesn't phase her. She gets right back up.
Yeah. It's a very short distance to the ground.
I
guess. They're pretty well padded, those babies.
I don't know. She rolls over and you go, oh, that looked rough. gets up.
One of those little helmets on her.
I do. Actually, I do. When I hike, when I take her on hikes, I put a helmet on her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In fact, people have commented, that is classic.
Oh.
Because I've got her in the backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's spots when we hike where if I were to go over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's 20, 30 feet rolling down a hill. I mean, yeah. I just thought, you know what? I'm going to get the little helmet.
That is a great idea. I've never heard of that. And how about the sun, too, on her bare head?
Well, that's the sunscreen things happen. That's part of
the... Oh, that is such a good idea.
The prep that, you know, sort of grinds dad out before we've even left the house. I'm like,
there is no just walking out the door when you have kids. You think you just walk out the door? No.
One kid down. Next kid, get over here.
Yeah. Line them up.
What kind of helmet? Is it one of those sort of soft?
It's my first kid's old bike helmet. The first one that she ever had. It's a full-on helmet. It's actually just what I had. Mm-hmm. It was sort of after the first hike, I was like, man, if I fell, this kid would get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. Right.
And
you do your best. You throw your arms out in front of you.
You know, I have a very confident attitude about many things, and so I do often figure
forgo the safety.
It's going to be fine. Yeah. I got this. But in this case, I just thought, man, I'd never forgive myself if something.
Right.
If I, you know. A little dirt.
There it is.
Let me slide.
I would never forgive myself.
In the wrong spot. And so I just went, you know, let me just try and see if I can get her to keep this on.
Yeah, so that was my next question. Does she fight it?
A lot. Mm-hmm. So I keep it on in the spots that I'm specific, where I thought of it, where mm-hmm. I thought I should really maybe not go this way.
Right.
Or it's not that it's dangerous like a tightrope. It's just that if you fell, you wouldn't stop till
a tree stopped you or something.
Or, you know, 23 feet later or whatever it is.
Right.
I just thought, I'll just try that. And it works. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with it.
Are you also carrying, I don't know, pepper spray or something?
No. But I should.
Because, you know,
I'm not that far. Yeah, I'm not that far out, but sure, I probably should. What I'm carrying is the bottled water that the two little chicks,
the gremlins need
sprayed in their mouth every, you know, 10 feet.
Right. Well, you know, you're hiking.
Oh, I don't, you know.
Mouth gets dry. You want that water.
Mm. And then I got to pee.
Yeah. And they're not boys either. That's one really nice thing about boys. Like, well, go behind that bush then, child.
Now I have poison ivy on my butt.
But I feel like I've created a little tradition. We've been doing it quite a bit.
So sweet.
And I really like it. As hard as it is to sort of get out there and start it, I feel like they're going to develop love for that.
Mm-hmm. They'll look, sure.
Outdoors,
I mean, they'll be like, you know what you do when you don't have anything to do? You go outside.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great.
So
I mean, think about all the activities you have introduced Isla to. I mean, biking, skateboarding,
surfing.
She's gonna surf
the
this
little
Friday.
Gym area place. Just everything that you do with her, the hiking, it's just so great.
Go back to the surfing.
She's gonna surf this Friday.
Tell me.
I'm gonna take her surfing.
Oh.
Bring her out on the longboard.
She got a little wetsuit or so fun.
But I don't know if she's gonna. I haven't pushed her. I wanted. She should be farther along on a skateboard, too, but I don't want to push her, so she needs to say, I want to do it.
And you know, under 6 years old. Like, she gets to take her time, right?
And she's been on a. But I have pictures of her on a skateboard at 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I put a towel on the board, and we'd roll her down the hallway. And she'd just lay on her back going, It's neat.
Yeah.
Super fun. Feet and arms in the air.
She'll have great balance.
Yeah. Maybe you need to remind her.
I've shown her videos. That's one of the things I've tried to. We've talked about it here and I've and elsewhere. I think kids, you know, when you try to think of your own memories, you have sort of a sketchy idea of like, oh, I remember this person or little blips of things.
Our whole lives are chronicled now.
But kids are going to think they remember everything because they'll see pictures of it and go, "This. Well, yeah, I had this. And I wore that.
And maybe they will. Maybe it helps you to have a clearer memory of
those things. I just think that you will remember it because you saw the photo. I don't think you'll. I think that.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I think it's a false memory, but it'll be good. You'll see your life in a much more clearer way.
Did you read Girl on the Train?
Yeah.
That one of the things she was saying in there was about memory. Wasn't it in that book where they were saying that you never actually remember something that happened except for the first time you remember it? Like thereafter, you remember the memory. And then that's why people's memories get fuzzed, because they keep, as they look back, they're clouded by the other thoughts you had and by, you know.
Sure.
That you never actually remember the event again except for the very first time. Mm. I know, I don't know, she put it better in the book,
It's warped.
Yeah, it gets warped through your own filter, witnesses.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sort of a crazy thing. But it is kind of funny how well-documented our lives are now. Like, we had tons of Super 8 video, and my mom was great. She took a million pictures. Well, she took a million pictures of me, half a million of my brother, and there's like six of my sister. By the time you get to the third kid, it's, you know, you're just... I guess your hands are full with the other kids, you know? Plus, my sister wasn't good looking. So.
Oh, snap.
You know. Tina's ugly?
She was an ugly baby. Oh, my God. It's so funny. My brother and I used to. There's like a few pictures of her. She looks like. Never mind. She was adorable.
What did she look like?
She just didn't. She wasn't cute, you know?
Every baby's cute, Sarah.
No, not every baby is, turns out. Sarah and John were cute. Tina, not so much. But we used to give her so much crap about it, too.
About being butt ugly?
Yeah, just about, you know, being the ugly kid.
Oh, man.
I know, poor Tina. Jeez. We're very close now, very close.
Uh-huh.
And actually, speaking of my brother, so I've told you this before, right? What? Like, he loves to fish. Like, he lives fish. Yeah.
Sounds like that's all that he's into.
Yeah.
Him and creating his program or whatever.
Yeah, that and his backbone program. So he...
And his bartending skills.
And his complaining.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's like he's awesome at all those things. And by the way, today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, John. 51, right?
Yep. So on Saturday, we took them to Stinson Beach. So the four of us went and we sat on the, and all my brother was so excited. I thought we were just going to go sit on the beach, have a picnic, you know, whatever, sit and chat. And he's like, water, I'm going fishing. So he went fishing, and I told you he was...
He has a pole at all times.
Oh, yeah. So he went, brought his whole tackle thing, and he was there, and he caught one little fish. So he loved it, and, you know, he is just in trunks and a swim shirt, I guess, or T-shirt, and he wades right out there, and he's, you know, neck deep in this as he's casting out, and he caught the one fish. So he loved it so much. They went back last night. Wait till you see this freaking striper he caught. So last night...
Did you post it?
No, I didn't.
Debbie posted it.
Oh, Debbie posted it?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not believe how amazing it was. Hold on.
Does he toss him back or does he eat him? Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah.
Did he eat it?
He threw it back. It's got to be 3 feet long.
Why does he throw him back?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to eat him?
Hold on, I can't find it.
Well, if he's gonna kill it, he should eat it. So maybe that's it. He doesn't want to eat it. Yeah. So he's just like,
Look at this photo.
It's unbelievable. I said, take it to a restaurant in Stinson and say, hey guys, can you cut this up for me? Look at the size of that. Huge. It's a monster.
You said striper?
Yeah, it's a striper.
Absolutely. I can't say I've ever had striper before. It's beautiful.
It's an enormous fish. And then he caught another smaller one.
That's not small.
Well, I mean, it's smaller than the first one. And I would say this. I mean, that's got to be a 25-pound fish. It's freaking enormous.
It is.
Good for him.
Anyway,
yeah, fun.
I was so excited for him because it's the night before his birthday, and of course, he's one of those people who has the whole birthday period.
A week long.
We're into his birthday period.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I was just excited for him because, God, he just lives for fishing. Lives for it. It's all he cares about.
I know a lot of guys like that. A lot of people that surf are watermen.
Yeah.
And so they, if they're not surfing, they're on a boat and they're fishing or whatever. I'm not into it at all.
I just didn't know that you could really pull out anything significant in surf fishing. I mean, I guess because I don't
fish. Oh,
they're out there all
the
time. In fact, I personally hate them. I mean, they throw the line out right where you're at.
Oh, you mean fishermen?
The fishermen went on in the surf line. Mm-hmm. They're out there like, dude, there's a million spots where no one's at and you come here. Well, yeah, they come there because the parking access is easy.
Right.
For the same reason, really, that we do.
Right.
And yet, there's a hook out there, you know, where we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
It's
right.
But whatever. That's just so we avoid
share
them
the
and they don't really avoid us. But
right. I know. It was.
I've never seen anything that big pulled out of the surf line,
I'm
though.
Amazed by it. I'm just so happy for him. Mm-hmm. Like, the look on his face, too, he's just giddy. Like,
he looks like it.
I can't believe it.
And I guess a lot of people on the beach came running over like, oh, my God, you know, you should keep that and cook it. And he just let it go.
Oh, boy.
So he just wants to catch it and release
That's
it.
Hey,
cool.
Speaking of the ocean, I went back and finished Aquaman anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Did you like that movie? What did you give that?
I think I gave it like 3.5, 3.75.
3.5?
Yeah,
well,
liked it.
Look, you know, when we saw it, I think it was Christmas time. It was just so fun. We got to see a 3D IMAX. So it was like 20 of us. It was a great, like, fun experience. And
so you give points, additional points, based on how much fun you had that
in the time
absolutely,
of year.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But look, it was very accurate. I thought the underwater battles were good. And
you didn't think it looked more like outer space than under the ocean?
It was very accurate to the comic books, like all those different like factions and how to become Ocean Master. Like all that stuff was really
Ocean Master.
Yeah.
And right, but you don't think it looked more like outer space than the ocean?
I mean,
looked like they were just floating.
It looked like
outer space.
It didn't look like badass underwater. Badass underwater.
Oh.
You don't think so?
I thought it looked, you know what it reminded me of is the first Thor, which I hated.
I know.
Just over the top, too glossy. The ocean is not glossy.
Well, have you been to Atlantis?
That place is pretty glossy.
Yeah, Atlantis is glossy.
All right.
What do you think of Jason Momoa's brother? That guy was a good actor, wasn't he? The blonde hair
was
guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
And
I
who
like
was
that
the
guy.
Other sort of kingly dude with the barely grown beard, the red hair, but
Amber Heard?
That. And it was Amber Heard's. I think it was Amber Heard's dad or something.
Oh yeah, I don't know who that guy is. He was a throwaway.
Is she
character.
A mermaid?
She's a mermaid, but they don't
not really.
Does she have a tail?
No.
No, there are species that do have tails, but the Atlanteans don't. They have regular feet.
I don't know how that movie made over $1 billion, but
$1.15 billion globally. It's one of the top films of all time. It's incredible.
Permission to come aboard. How was that line?
It's not that good. It wasn't good.
What did you think of the guy who played Black Manta?
I thought he you know, had reason to be angry, but the costume he came up with was stupid. And
oh, that's what? Really accurate.
You liked
to the
it?
The comics, yeah. That's
oh,
what they
boy.
Came
well,
with
I never
comics.
Looked at those.
Yeah, he's got a whole nother basis to jump off of.
Big
you know?
Brother was better by far last night than Aquaman.
Big Brother's excellent.
Now that I'll give
you
some stars
to. Are you happy or sad with who won the...
I was sad. I only because I was rooting for the underdogs, and I've really, I don't want to say I don't hate anybody, even
Mickey.
No, I actually think Christy is bugs in a way that
I'm with you. I really did wish that someone else had won because I really sort of wanted to see her get hers, but I don't think she's a bad person.
No,
or
no,
anything.
No.
She's just kind of obnoxious.
It's just the over the top. I'm winning. From that emotion to the over the top, everyone hates me and I'm losing and I thought I was
the mood
safe.
Swings are incredible.
And I've taken to wanting to see her get hers.
Thank you.
And I shouldn't feel that way.
Maria from Napa, who writes us a little email after each Big Brother, her opening line is, going to admit that I fast forward a bit at the beginning because I just couldn't take more of the crying. So many tears.
Who was crying?
Christy for
and
the most
Kat.
And Kat. They just, you know, and Kat's an ugly crier. Actually, so's Christy.
You know what's funny? So we're watching and my wife
Who's
yes.
that? Who's that?
Her name's Christina.
I can't believe it. Okay. My wife goes, I can't, it's going to distract me every time. I'm just going to have to call her Christina. Christina goes, God, that girl's so pretty about Kat. Mm. And I go, yeah, but the fake lips and the Botox, she's so young. And to be doing that already, she's already warped her look and she's only in her 20s. And Christina goes, that girl's not in her 20s. And I go, yeah, I think, how old do you think she is? And she goes, oh, she's at least in her 30s. And I'm like,
how old is she?
Who are we talking about? Catherine.
She's 29. Okay, she looked it up.
It says she's 29, yeah. Well, digital marketing exec.
Could be lying.
Yeah,
sure. Well, I guess. I don't know.
She could pass,
you know,
for older for sure.
But I think that when you do a lot of crap to your face, it actually, you think you're preserving your youth, but you actually look older because you start to look like someone in that tribe. Mm-hmm.
Christina doesn't usually get that sort of catty, but she was like, no, that girl's. And I thought, whoa, well, let's look it up. Yeah. And we did. She's 29. What would you have guessed?
I would have guessed right around there, late 20s.
Yeah, me too.
I guess. But just and mostly because of the way she acts. I mean, she acts like a freaking 15-year-old. Like, just seems to have no control of her emotions. And she's just, like, that chick's kind of wacky. Like, I don't love her personality at all. Like, I feel like she's, I wouldn't say necessarily narcissistic. It's more like just, I don't know. There's, like, a conceit there that I don't enjoy. She's a little bit too into her. Although, she does go in the diary room with no makeup on, looking like, you know, a normal person. And then, but then she puts on this just, you know, pancake coat of heavy makeup, and you're just like, whoa. But every time, you know, when she walks around the house, you got to watch her because she just looks into every mirror.
Oh, really? I've never noticed that.
Everything is mirrored everywhere where the cameras are hidden.
I think that the way it went down last night where she's competing with Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, steps on his neck to get
yes.
ahead and then immediately is remorseful and crying and apologetic.
I'm a monster!
And I just thought, that's come on.
Right.
Then don't do it. I know that we all make mistakes, but this was one of those things where she's competing. I swear I was watching that last night going, I don't know how this guy hasn't had a heart attack. He's carrying at least 50 pounds of extra weight.
Yes.
So.
And he's fighting, you know, and here's the thing. They got to slide down this thing, get through this water, get over this log, mm-hmm. dig in the mud, and then jump back, get through all that stuff again, go wade through the water and climb up this thing, this slippery hill on a rope to get to do each leg of this challenge. And they have to do it 6 or 7 times. I don't know how many times. 6 times, I guess. And, you know, the guy's heaving. I'm like, oh, my God. Did I hope they there's ever... a medical staff standing by.
Yeah, he didn't look healthy.
No.
Did they ever say what he did to his leg? Because I've seen it bandaged a couple times.
You know, probably in some of these. I mean, these are pretty athletic competitions, some of them. I mean, he probably tweaked it somewhere.
That's the first time I've seen him refer to it, but I've seen it with bandage and thought, oh, I must have
I hadn't noticed a break. I mean, any kind of brace or anything. And so when he was mentioning that to her, I thought, oh, I thought maybe he had just said it to make her feel better because she was losing her mind. And they needed her to win, like, in order for this other person to not be taken off the block.
They
blow it hard.
So that was one of those turning points in the game where you go, okay, well, as your team gets picked apart, you can look back at this loss and know that you had a chance to jump up in the numbers.
Yep.
And you lost it.
Well, they had a few chances. They've blown a few chances. All right, listen, we're going to play a song here. KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.